And now, sports.
This is everybody in Soda. This is everybody in Chicago. Southcat, Basswood, my mama Bina. See everybody right now. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, man. Top of the world. Top of the world.
Boston Celtic Kevin Garnett on top of the world last night as the Celtics won the 2008 NBA championship. They trounced longtime rivals, the Los Angeles Lakers, with a score of 131-92. Ouch. I'm trying to look at it not as a loss for LA, but rather as a victory for a team with several guys over the age of 30. Here with their take are the sports brothers, Randy and Jason Sklar. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Tell us, what was the 2008 NBA Finals for you?
Well, up until last night's game, this was definitely one of the most compelling NBA Finals in recent history.
Yeah, unless you were a Celtics fan, last night was a major disappointment. I mean, I would argue that Celtics fans deep down were probably a little disappointed that they didn't have the dramatic "Havlicek steals the ball" moment to remember at the end of the game.
That was actually a great impression,
Thank
Randy.
You very much.
The Lakers actually just seemed to give up last night. Remember in the first Gulf War?
I do.
When Iraqi soldiers were surrendering to CNN camera crews?
Yeah.
They put up more of a fight than the Lakers did in Game 6.
And it's such a shame that it all ended this way, because this was an NBA Finals rife with backstory. Put it this way, it had more subplots than Season 3 of The Wire.
And we're talking about after they tore down the towers and Barksdale's crew had nowhere to sell their product.
All right, Jay, relax. This was a series about Kobe Bryant, who was trying to step out of the shadow of Shaquille O'Neal and prove that he could win a championship on his own with a team that he molded in his own image. This was to be the final piece in his resurrection from the depths of a rape charge in Eagle, Colorado, a few short years ago.
This series was about Phil Jackson trying to win his 10th championship and become the winningest coach in history, surpassing Celtic legend Red Auerbach.
This is about Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce, three wily veterans, all-stars who played their entire careers on teams that had no chance to win, finally getting their shot at making history and tasting the sweetness of being world champions.
This is about Boston going from last place a year ago to first place this year overall in the league. The league's best record on the strength of old-school, grind-it-out defense.
And speaking of, this was about the Celtics' heralded defense, the best in the league, versus the Lakers' explosive offense and the MVP, arguably the best offensive player in the game today, Kobe Bryant, who is capable, as you know, Jay, and you know, Alex, to drop 80 points on you at any time in just three quarters.
Hold on, guys. Let's really get to the heart of this. Besides the big trophy and those cool rings, what was really at stake here at these NBA Finals?
That's a great question, Alex.
It really is.
I'm glad you asked it. What was really at stake in our minds was cultural bragging rights.
Yes.
TV ratings were up. The nation was enwrapped with this series because for them, this series was about so much more than just basketball. It was about Boston prevailing over Los Angeles and all that that represents.
Quite simply, it was East over West.
It was Bo Sox over Botox.
It was unfinished public works projects like The Big Dig over unfinished screenplays like ours, which involves twin brothers who switch souls, but no one knows and nor do they care.
It was House of Pain over the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It was whiskey shots over headshots.
It was clam chowder over Cobb salad.
It was man boobs over fake boobs.
It was binging over purging.
It was Irish setters over Pomeranians.
It was Dukakis over Reagan.
It was Damon over Nicholson.
It was Bird over Magic.
It was Kennedys over Schwarzeneggers.
It was baked beans over refried.
It was Boston Legal over L.A. Law.
It was gay marriage over gay marriage.
And finally, it was also the last time any Boston fan would be able to complain about Boston sports teams for at least a decade, no matter how badly they may perform.
Yeah, because Los Angeles sports fans don't even have the luxury of saying, well, hey, only two more months till football season.
Randy and Jason Sklar, we know them as the Sports Brothers. Thanks for setting us straight.
You're welcome. Thank you.